You got it,
The transmission's coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live, and we're broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday, the 29th day of July, 2012. We have quite a studio audience this evening. I'll just leave it at that here at the InfoWars Command Center in South Austin. I was at Barnes & Noble yesterday, out on a date with my wife, when I walked up to the cash register and saw the New Time magazine, How Guns Won, Why Americans Have Turned Against Gun Control by Joe Klein, who's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and an avowed globalist. You can go up to InfoWars.com right now on the front page and featured stories. It's the image we have there. We have an arrow pointing down, and it says, we woke up to the fact that you are control freak tyrants who want disarmed slaves. You can have your way with InfoWars.com. And we answer the question, because he says how it happened and how terrible it is. And as soon as I saw this, I bought four or five copies because I had been in a meeting Thursday in this studio after the show with some prominent Second Amendment people. I'll just leave it at that, who were visiting the studio. And I said, look, we've won with the hearts and minds. We've won. I've seen a lot of the polls out there. Over 70% are now pro-gun. Back in the 60s, it was 50-50. We're winning on abortion now, especially with young people. Over 80% in many polls are against it. Those numbers have flipped the last 40 years since Roe v. Wade. So all of this is going on. All of this is happening. But I went on to tell my wife and also the cashier at Barnes & Noble's and then some listeners later at the grocery store who I was talking to that just because we've won the hearts and minds doesn't mean we've won the war. Because the system doesn't care at many levels if we don't like what they're doing. They're going to go ahead with it. Now, it's good to have people awakening. They're not awake fully. They're awakening. That's a huge victory. We are in the fight. We're not in a coma being fed on by these globalist vampires. But they are now going to come down with both feet. They're going to come down with both feet on top of us. And that's why I announced you will see the conservative leadership, who aren't really conservatives. They've been having to play the conservative leadership so they can control the globalist game, along with their counterparts, the so-called liberals. You are now going to see, well, we've seen Bill Kristol come out on Fox and say, ban all semi-autos. We've seen Rupert Murdoch come out and call for gun restrictions, banning all semi-auto. We've seen Justice Scalia come out and say, oh, well, our ruling, and I pointed this out a few years ago with the ruling. I said, folks, it says in the ruling you have a right to keep and bear arms, but that they can restrict it, that they can define what that right is. So they can say you have a right to own a gun on a blue moon if you're standing on top of the outhouse with your thumbs up your nose while whistling Dixie. And that's basically what he said. So get ready, because they've got the entire power structure panicking right now. They've committed all these criminal actions, all these takeovers. And they know you're awake and they know you're getting armed and they're coming for the guns. Now, I've also seen this disinfo meme out there that we've defeated the UN gun restriction. Just like we had defeated the NDAA and the Patriot Act and everything else. No, they have not agreed upon the language of it yet. Because it did state in Article 15 to use foreign troops in states that don't disarm. So that's not dead either. They're simply playing possum. We're going to break all this down. It's a very important transmission. Stay with us, the good news and the bad news, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Sick of the global...
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday transmission. It is the 29th day of July, 2012, year of our Lord. We're going to be here on this Sunday for the next 2 hours, and we'll have open phones coming up later in this hour. What an incredibly important transmission. It's days like this I'm glad that I'm on air 6 days a week with the weekday show, noon to 3 Eastern, and then InfoWars Nightly News, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, and then, of course, the Sunday transmission, 4 to 6 Central, because there is so much incredible news breaking. Just last Thursday, I was having a meeting here in this broadcast studio with some visitors about a Second Amendment television program we're developing. It's titled Brothers in Arms. And I made the declaration that the only thing left intact of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, the only thing left to a great extent, is the Second Amendment. It's the mark of a free person. And I made the declaration that the power structure that's hijacked this country has lost, has failed. I made that declaration to the visitors that were here in my studio, and they agreed, knowing that gun culture is spreading everywhere. And it's something that brings together old, young, north, south, east, west, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Christian, Muslim, Jewish, agnostic, atheist. People get it, that having a gun protects you from criminals. It makes you sleep good at night. It's not the big scary thing the media tells us about. Statistically, you've got on average, 12 times the chance, look it up for yourself in the World Almanac, to die in a car wreck than from a gun. It's way down the line for things that are dangerous. Mass shootings in the last 20 years. We have the statistics up at InfoWars.com from the Justice Department, an article Kurt Nemo wrote, Establishment Media Circles the Wagons, on gun control. The fact that mass shootings are flat in the last 20 years. And that overall, crime has gone down when we're talking about muggings and aggravated assaults and home invasions, because criminals know that a woman jogging's probably got a 25 caliber little handgun. They know if they bust in most people's houses, they're dead, except for New York and Chicago that have total gun bans and have crime literally off the charts. In some cases, it's more than 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. Muggings, I've seen numbers, are over 20 times higher in New York than anywhere else in the country. And why is that? I mean, I've been on the New York subway, and I don't look like a wimp. I weigh 240 pounds. Come over and try to intimidate me like, that's a nice watch. What you got in your wallet? And then you say, I'm about to stomp your head in. They leave you alone. But most people get scared and just give it to them. And they can say, oh, it's not a theft. You just gave it to me. But literally you say, you can have this watch over my dead body. How about I stomp your head in right now? Hey, man, I just wanted to know about your watch. Rob Jacobson, who grew up in New York, born in New York, he was going to college every day, had to ride the subway, 7 a.m. in the morning, and he had people almost every time try to take his watch until he just stopped wearing it because he had to fight for the watch his parents had given him at his high school graduation. I don't want to live like that, and you don't want to live like that either. And so this is bringing us together, just as it did in 1776 when the Redcoats came to confiscate the legally owned firearms of British citizens. And they said, so what if we're in colonies? We're British citizens. They had a right to keep and bear arms over in England. They'd fought in the Magna Carta in 1215 over and over again for the right to keep and bear arms. It didn't originate here. It originated in Switzerland, in the Netherlands, and in England. And let me tell you, it's revolutionary. Free men can have swords and muskets and whatever weapons the system has. Free men. The first gun laws in this country after the Civil War, blacks were getting guns. Blacks were defending themselves. The Ku Klux Klan just couldn't just come to their house and burn it down anymore. They were met by black free people with shotguns. And believe me, they didn't like it. So they passed laws to restrict their right. That's where gun control came from. And if you look at the history of gun control worldwide, it is incredible. Hundreds of millions killed in the last century after governments take their guns. Look up democide. Death by government. This is about tyranny. And if you go to Infowars.com, we have a photo shot of the latest Time magazine, August 6th issue. And it says, How Guns Won, Why Americans Have Turned Against Gun Control by anti-American, anti-freedom, and pro-victim disarmament tyrant Joe Klein, Mr. CFR, a group sworn to destroy U.S. sovereignty. And under it, I put the little caption, We woke up to the fact you are control freak tyrants who want disarmed slaves. Because they asked the question, how guns won? Well, the answer is, we woke up. We get it. It isn't about our safety. It isn't about, we saw Katrina high and dry, the military commanded by the feds to come take guns. We see the urban warfare drills. We get it. We understand it. We don't call a cop. We call Smith & Wesson. People get it. They understand it. I'm a public figure. You think I'm worried about somebody coming after me around here? I got a firearm right underneath this desk, ladies and gentlemen. People that have concealed carries around here and are trained, say, bring them. We live in a safe environment, safer. We don't live in fear. You come and start busting in my house, you're dead. Instant access pistol safe in every major room. Boom. 1 second, I'm locked and loaded. You are going to be breathing out of more than one hole. You got that? You try to tread on me, you think you're going to roll over me, isn't going to happen. Find somebody else to go feed on, like in North Korea and Mexico, where they have total victim disarmament, and look at the hell holes they are. Look at England, where they have muggings off the chart as bad as New York or Chicago. Their crime rate is way above ours since they took guns 16 years ago. They import all these people from violent third world countries, and the Brits who've been trained to lay down to tyranny, they prosecute you if you defend yourself in your own home with your fist while your wife's being raped, while you're being attacked. Look it up. They've had people who grabbed a guy off his wife, raping her, and you know throws the guy, and he falls out a window, and the police come arrest him. The state doesn't want you defending yourself because it's run by criminals. It's a criminal class now at the top that wants to feed on the people. So what's my big announcement? Why is this show so important today when we come back from break in a moment? I mean, get your pad and paper ready, your pen and paper ready. Just stand by to write down and take notes, folks, because I'm going to give you the proof. Let me tell you, when they announce how guns won, look out. Because that's the good news. The good news is, yes, we're winning the intellectual fight. The good news is we're winning on abortion. The numbers have flipped since Roe v. Wade in 1973, 39 years ago, almost 40 years ago. People are now anti-abortion. They know it's a human. They know it's destructive. They know it's not just some choice. They understand it's dehumanizing. They understand it's barbarous. They understand Planned Parenthood's a eugenicist front. They know. Upwards of 80% of young people especially are anti-abortion now. You failed. You failed New World Order. You're failing. You have a 9% approval rating in Congress. All of your programs are unpopular now. No matter how many foreigners you bring in and try to get on the government dole, get on the government mammary wagon, you know, gravy train, no matter what you do, you are failing right now. But the bad news I will give you when we get back. We're winning the intellectual battle. But I'll give you the bad news when we come back from break, and it's bad. But the good news is we're winning the hearts and minds. The bad news straight ahead. Oh, and I've got the bad news. But to defeat the globalists, we've got to know the bad news. Ignoring the bad news, ignoring the problem got us where we're at today. Waking up to the problem, not compromising, getting aggressive, getting in the tyrant's faces is going to haul us out of the fire. It's going to haul our bacon. It's time to haul our bacon out of the New World Order. Stay with me. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So, Time Magazine, that'll soon probably be defunct, just like Newsweek is about to end its print version, and hardly anybody reads their online version either, because they're known enemies of this country. These aren't just well-meaning, dumb liberals. These are people that want to end our sovereignty and bring in world government. Joe Klein is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations that's sworn to that aim. I mean, go read what they write. They are the ones that want, just 2 months ago in their publication, called for 4,000-plus troops to be in every U.S. city with the head of the army in there talking about how great it's going to be to have troops on the street. That's how we know what's coming. By the way, our report is at the top story on Drudge Report. DHS prepares for civil unrest as Obama poised to destroy Second Amendment. That's the article, but the article actually gets into surveillance drones have a new mission, according to the Department of Homeland Security. They will be used for public safety. Wait a minute, there were hundreds of articles last month saying InfoWars and Drudge were wrong and that there weren't drones being used to spy on us, even though we had links to them arresting cattle thieves in North Dakota with it. And watching citizens and police departments getting them with shotguns mounted on them. I mean, that was in the news, but it was in hundreds of newspapers that it wasn't true and we made it up by pointing out that the EPA had manned aircraft spying on farmers and that they weren't drones. But yeah, but in the other program, back to 2009, they did have drones. So they lied to everyone, Washington Post, you name it, said it didn't exist. Even though they announced the purchase of 30,000 of them in the new FAA $46 billion budget. So that happened. And again, they play this game and going, doesn't exist. As soon as opposition mounts, because farmers were mad about getting spied on, doesn't exist. And then, oh, yeah, we're going to use these for public safety. You know, you drive to an illegal checkpoint, it's for your safety. Or they're, you know, out there writing all these tickets to, you know, put the money into a foreign bank black hole. It's public safety. They kick down the, you know, your door without a warrant. It's public safety. The TSA gropes your wife and your daughters and your son. It's public safety. The IRS tries to pass legislation so you can't leave the U.S. If they say you haven't paid all your taxes, no judge, no jury. It's public safety. All of this is public safety. And Joe Klein, you know, basically calls to ban guns in here for public safety and how horrible it is that people are being killed. So, how guns won, why Americans have turned against gun control. We have the cover of it up at InfoWars.com with my little comment under it. Now, that said, I gave you the good news. It's true. Depending on the poll you look, 65 to 75%, it's in between that, are now pro-Second Amendment. And the kleptocrats, the criminals that run our government, the offshore banks that brag they've hijacked our country publicly, they brag everywhere like we're idiots. They get the fact Obama calls you bitter clingers, you want your Bible, you want your gun. That's all that's left in this culture, is that people are still somewhat Christian and we've got guns. And the system recognizes that, and so they assault it every chance they get. I'm going to talk about the Olympics later, the opening ceremony that was incredibly anti-family. I'm sitting there with my children, and it's got women kissing, men grabbing each other's buttocks, and people are like, oh, get with the program. Really, you want four-year-olds to look at that? It's a perverted, out-of-control agenda, and I, for one, am sick of it. Okay? When you've got sex on during the family hour, it's basically pedophilia. And it's not because, you know, I'm good, Mr. Goody Two-Shoes and can't handle it. I want my children innocent. Okay? They got stuff on TV now that I didn't learn about till college. And let me tell you, I had a lot of girlfriends. It wasn't like I was just hanging out in the library. Okay? The point is, leave our kids alone. I'm boycotting the Olympics. Everybody's like, oh, come on. Or some people are. I'm going to talk about that. But let me, look, I gave you the good news. People are waking up. They're aware of what's going on. All right? People are waking up. They understand guns are about defending yourself. The system can't and won't protect you. Look at Bloomberg saying, police should go on strike till we all turn our guns in, and calling for a ban of all firearms. Michael Moore said, that's too far. let's ban down to flintlocks with black powder. He actually said that on Piers Morgan. You're like, oh, well, you know, they're out of touch. Oh, really? Yeah, they know they're out of touch. It's why they want your guns. The banking system offshore has signed us on to 1.5 quadrillion. That's 1,500 trillion, 644 trill. Washington Post says they signed us on to that global debt. Total, it's 1.5 trill, 1.5 quadrill, and they signed us on to 644 trill. Look it up. That isn't our debt. Our debt's 15 trill, not 644 trill. And they intend on making us be their slaves. See, and they can't. See, they come in with a monopoly game to take over through fraud, but they want to back it up with paramilitary force. And that is what is going on here. That's what's unfolding here. So the good news is people are waking up on every front. The numbers, the polls, the culture shows it. People now know liberalism isn't liberal. It's authoritarianism masquerading as a nanny state. And they say it's for your best interest because they love you. No, they're really ravenous control freaks that want you to be their property and want to run your life. Here's the bad news. It's precisely because we're waking up, they're accelerating their program, and they're going to stage events. Even Larry Pratt, the head of Gunners of America on my show, let's cue that up, guys, said that, yeah, we have to look at Obama staging the shooting. Fox News even did an analysis saying it doesn't add up. The mother says she never said her son did it. The guy's so drugged up he can't even talk. They reported multiple shooters. He was under an Air Force psychiatric person. Always the same M.O. Just like Theodore Kaczynski, just like Sirhan, just like Tim McVeigh. Oh, you didn't know they were all under famous mind control doctors? Some of them, the most famous in the world. That's how dumb they think you are. Oh, here's his doctor. Yeah, he was under him before it happened. He's just the head of psych warfare. It's no big deal. Sure, he's up there on the, you know, being arraigned. He can't talk. He's drooling. Everything's fine. He did it. Yes, yes. Yeah, right before the UN treaty. But I digress. I digress here. Let me get into the meat and potatoes now, right now for you. Then I'm going to come back and go over all the articles and then your phone calls. The good news is we've woken up. The bad news is the system cares. They know exactly what is going on. Oh, they don't want to do what you want and have liberty and prosperity and a free market and the Bill of Rights Constitution, but they do care. When people say the elite, the controllers, the architects, the social engineers don't care, they're wrong. They do care. And they know you're waking up, and they want to enforce their will on you. People say, oh, Big Pharma doesn't care if they kill you. Oh, no, they care. They want to kill you. This is a crime of passion. They passionately want to enslave us. They're passionate eugenicists. So here is the good news. The good news is people are waking up. The bad news is the system knows that and is accelerating their program. And when we come back in a moment, I'm going to give you the devastating news. But again, it's not negative. It's scary. It's frightening. It confirms everything. But it lets us know where we stand. They admit that we're awake. They admit the majority of us want guns. And they're announcing they don't care. They're going to ban almost all of them. The legislation's been introduced, and the Republican leadership is lining up to support it. You heard me right. The Republican leadership is lining up to support it. Basically all of them. We're going to tell you about that when we come back from this quick break. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com, where we still have the First Amendment.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide Squad customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's right, we must fight for our rights. Nobody's going to save us. God helps those that help themselves. And as the people wake up to the tyrannical government we have, that Second Amendment the founders put in place is now more valuable than ever. And the ATF has come out and said in a public press release they want to ban most shotguns because they're not for sporting if they're semi-auto. Well, they're not for sporting. The Second Amendment isn't about hunting. It's about defending yourself against tyranny. So, again, the good news is that they're having to play possum and run up the white flag, circle the wagons, and say, oh, how guns won, why Americans have turned against gun control. No amount of staged events, no amount of Operation Northwoods, where you call for mass shootings, no amount of those is going to get our trust back, okay? We know who you are. We know what's going on. And we know statistically we have a better chance of a honeybee. There's only about 19 to 20 on average. You can look it up, mass shooting deaths above five people shot a year. In groups of larger than five, there's less than 20 people killed a year. Hundreds die from honeybee stings. I give them the same numbers for terrorism. National News has gone and researched it and actually stolen my headline. That's the idea. So people now know it's all a bunch of hype. They see you up there pushing the fear. They know who you are. They know Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer and Obama and all these anti-gun people have bodyguards and their own guns. We know that all the top Democrats are the only ones that get issued special gun permits in New York. We understand that you're all about force. You want us disarmed so you can run our lives. I mean, Bloomberg wants to tell you what you can eat. He wants to ban popcorn and milk products in New York now that he's over 16-ounce soft drinks. These are vicious social engineers. There's nothing liberal about them. So that's the good news we're awake. The bad news is they've introduced in the Cybersecurity Act a provision that bans, and I don't just mean from sale, it says possession in the U.S. of all semi-autos and clips that hold more than 10 rounds. That's most of the guns in this country. Bans them. And it looks like the cybersecurity may pass. Oh, but they told you Obama a week ago, he didn't want gun control, though we should ban all semi-autos. Only soldiers need those, he said. Remember that? All of them said ban everything semi-auto. Bloomberg's like, that's not enough. Have the police stand down till all the guns are turned in because cops are being killed by guns. Really? It's almost 2-to-1 automobiles killing you. And in the areas where they have disarmed the public, a lot more cops get killed. And the police know that. You've lost there. I've seen national polls as high as 97% of police being totally Second Amendment. Not the police chiefs that are basically federally funded and put in. You think you're getting your local police chief, but federal boards recommend them. And if you don't take who they recommend, you don't get the grants. And most of the police chiefs that have been publicly anti-gun, it's so negative for them now, they've got to say they're pro-Second Amendment. It's happening everywhere because we're winning the hearts and minds. The bad news is the system doesn't care. You know, I noticed Friday when we had an article analyzing the official draft of the UN treaty, and they've now released it. We got the leak, but it's Article 15 says states will aid each other inside nations confiscating firearms. It says you have an individual right of states, of actor governments, not individual. It's all in there. And the Washington Post is like, well, there's not too much gun control. It's overblown. Oh, yeah. And Hillary was set to sign that Friday. They kicked the can down the road. It could be within 2 weeks, but they've got to do it within 6 months. The word is they'll do it after the election, sign the treaty, and they don't care if the Senate doesn't ratify. Obama is shutting down power plants everywhere. That's in the news, even though Congress didn't pass the law. That's in the news today. We're going to be going over it. Record number of coal-fired generators to be shut down in 2012. Well, yeah, the head of the Energy Department said, quote, we're going to shut down massive numbers, but only Obama's people get the waiver. And let me give you the really bad news, folks, because I don't just jump right into it. I want to give you the history and the backstory here. The UN treaty is still going forward. They've introduced legislation. I'll give you the subsection here in a moment. In the Cybersecurity Act, it turns over the Internet, allows open spying without warrants, Internet IDs, Internet taxation, total control. And by the way, they're going to charge you just to be on the web and track you with all of it. Here is a CBS local out of New York. Retailers ready to force consumers to pay swipe fee for using plastic. You hear that? Just like Bank of America wants to charge you 5% when you use your own debit card. That's the problem with cashless. They track everything, and then that's the plan under this. Well, that's what they're going to do with the new Internet ID that's built into all the new browsers, built into the new operating systems. It's here. It's happening. That's what's in all these global acts. That's it's what's in ACTA and SOPA and all of it, where if you've got an ISP with 100 customers or more, you've got to put government spy hubs in your system where they control everything, just like radio stations have had to do since 96 with an EAS takeover switch. Now cell phones have them breaking in with presidential forced announcements. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, here's the bad news. They know they're criminal. They know foreign six banks took over the country through fraud. They know they've signed us onto their debt. They know they're all inches from going to prison, because they know when you politically wake up, next you're going to take back the counties, the cities, the states. Most police are good men and women. Most of the military are good men and women. Most judges aren't even evil. They just politically don't have the courage to not stand up. I've talked to some high-level judges, not just retired, federal and state, and a lot of retired ones. As the moral courage intensifies, more people will step out of the shadows, and they're going to have a swarming effect on them. So it's in the news they're readying 30,000 armed drones against us, which will be robot and autonomous, and it won't matter if the troops say no. So they're readying all sorts of – this is in the news now. They're readying Homeland Brigade and trying to get you all ready for it and getting ready for gun confiscation and bills where you're ordered to turn in all guns that are semi-auto with 10-round mags. Guns that it can accept above 10-round mags. I told you last week, look for that to be reintroduced, because they tried it last year. This time it looks like they've almost got the votes. Now, but wait, the Republicans are going to save us, aren't they? Here's the really bad news. Again, you got to know the problem if you're going to beat it. Scalia opens door for gun control. We have the video clip. It's Fox News. It's up at InfoWars.com. Drudge Report has it as their top story right under our story. And he came out and said, well, we did put in there that you've got a right to own guns, but that can be restricted. The type and place. And there you go. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. You can read the quote. The majority opinion in the landmark 2008 case of District of Columbia versus Heller stated the extent of gun ownership will have to be decided in the future. And he said that you couldn't really have a horrible weapon just to scare people. Really, I mean, that's not in the Constitution Bill of Rights. It's supposed to, the founders all said, Thomas Jefferson, when the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. I mean, that's what the black uniforms are supposed to scare us. All the TSA is supposed to scare us. See, you're scared. Oh, but it's not just Scalia. Bill Kristol says ban all semi-autos. Fox News, we have the video clip. Bill Kristol, Democrats being foolish, not pushing tougher gun laws. Republicans would support it. Oh. Rupert Murdoch supports a ban on all semi-autos. He tweeted to say it's okay to be hunting, but that you don't need something that's semi-auto. Oh. And Mitt Romney has supported assault weapons bans. We'll be right back. Stay with us. They're coming after us. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
You know, the funny thing about the Second Amendment is you'll only need to use it when you need to use it. You'll only think about it when things get tough, when a foreign corporate or military interest comes and takes over and wants to convert you to slavery. They're going to come after it. It's very, very simple. That crank this up right here.
You fire a musket, but I'll run you through. So when you're waiting for the next attack,
you better stand.
You better stand, there's no turning back.
The bugle sounds, the charge begins. But on this battlefield, no one wins. That is a perfect intro right there. I didn't even mean for that to happen. 3 men and women are armed. Slaves are disarmed. And if you want to live under a horrible globalist National Health Service system, then turn your guns in and enjoy the slums that then pour out of it like Chicago and New York. But here's the big issue. Government is arming itself all over the world to the teeth against the people. The kleptocratic criminal nature is getting more intense. Tyranny is going to seed. It's waxing. And there, you know, 40-something billion to build 30,000 drones and mount them with shotguns and tear gas. Homeland Security's buying riot gear everywhere, building armored bunkers, telling police get ready for civil war, and acting like they didn't engineer the economic collapse they know that's coming. This is the big takeover. And then right on time, they have a mass shooting. It's as phony as a $3 bill. and they want our guns. And out comes Bill Kristol, out comes all these Fox News people, out comes Scalia, and they say, hey, we need to, you know what, we can, there's going to be some challenges, get ready, and we can restrict your guns. Hey, you got a right to turn your guns in. The Second Amendment means you got a right to have a flintlock. And that's what, we played the clips earlier in the week, that's what, I mean, perfect image, you've got this redcoat, this foreigner. And again, the British people are great people. That's where my ancestors, a lot of them come from. But you've got this globalist person, you know, this from Europe, from England, Piers Morgan, on there saying we should turn our guns in, with Bloomberg saying police should stand down. Good, stand down. The cities where there's no guns will burn in days. Places where there are guns will have law and order. Fix our problems, Bloomberg. Let your giant criminal mass that votes for you burn your city down. Maybe you'll get out and loot some yourself, being a little globalist. I call your bluff, scumbag. I pointed out it's illegal, and it came out, of course, later that it was illegal to tell police to strike, not telling air traffic controllers to strike. But he's a globalist. That's what he is. He wants to tell you what to eat and drink and wear and do. They want to run your life. They want the monopoly of force. They don't like America. If you don't like people with guns, get out of the country. And they're always, let's ban these semi-auto. That's most guns. Let's ban these assault rifles. Most people don't use assault rifles, folks. They use shotguns or handguns. And so what? That's what a criminal does. Homeland Security last week put out a public service announcement on YouTube of how to deal with a theater attack. It said run. It said freeze. It said hide. We wrote an article about it. But nowhere did it say have a gun. It said maybe use an improvised weapon. You know, guy grabbing at a fire extinguisher. Yes, yes, let's have that. All these horror movies where the one killer with a knife is killing dozens of people. Nobody's got a gun. That doesn't fly in places where we haven't been castrated and turned into little minions of the total state. So let me go over it. Democrat senators offer gun control amendment for cybersecurity bill. And it bans, they call it reasonable measures, large capacity feeding devices. And they call that anything over 10 rounds, the way the bill reads. I have the full text right here. It bans all semi-auto that are bottom-loading or any other feeding device. And it openly says any clips over 10 rounds, banned. And it says possession or possess large-capacity feeding devices, such as gun magazines, belts, feed strips, and drums of more than 10 rounds. Banned. Banned. I'm going to say that again. Possession, we don't just mean they ban the importation, you can't buy it anymore. Banned, 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 banned. I'm going to say it again. Oh, but all week, oh, there's no gun control, we're not bringing legislation forward. Oh, Obama's not going to sign the NDAA to secretly arrest us and basically set up martial law. Then turns out he demanded it be wrote. Then when there was opposition, he said, don't worry, I'll veto it to kill opposition. Then he signed it the 31st of last year, New Year's Eve. It's all deception, ladies and gentlemen. I know their tricks. So when they start coming out and saying, we've won the Second Amendment, yeah, we've won in the hearts and minds. These people don't care about our hearts and minds. I mean, they do care. They want to grind them in. They know we're waking up to them. They're going to stage all sorts of stuff. They're going to pull out the stops. You better be ready because it's on. They can't implode us and bring us into a total global depression like Greece and Spain and other areas and consolidate everything as they brag they're going to do if we're standing in their way. They've got to get our guns. And so now suddenly they've got all these top Republicans, Bill Kristol, Rupert Murdoch. I mean, they're everywhere going, it's reasonable to ban anything semi-auto. You don't need that for hunting. The same talking point. They're showing their colors because, folks, they're all going to jail. The globalists, if they don't get our guns and bring in martial law, they're going to all go to jail. These guys all make Bernie Madoff and Ken Lay look like perfect valedictorian choir boys. Literally. I mean, I had a guest on, a reporter on, investigative journalist, on just Friday breaking down how it was the law firm of the attorney general that helped get rid of Glass-Steagall and set up mirrors so they could take houses they've never even had the deed to and that were paid for. The same folks that shipped guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. There's nothing they won't do. We've got real criminals in control. And again, Mitt Romney's bought and paid for by the same people. So you're going to see the Republican leadership line up now because the tipping point's here. America, the sleeping giant, is getting up. And it's starting to fully wake up and get angry. See, the sleeping giant was, first we had to get the giant awake. Then we had to get coffee in him, get him up. And now I'm sitting there going, hey, 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 yeah, yeah, you see that? Now what you going to do? And I need to hear it's a clobbered time. In the info war, or it's going to be a physical war for our own survival. You better decide what side you're on, folks. I'm going to take you out with Larry Pratt of Gunners of America Friday on InfoWars Nightly News. The full interview's up at InfoWars.com. Here he is talking about the government staging the shooting in Colorado. Here it is. A week later in the aftermath, what is the intel you've got on this shooting in Colorado? Am I wrong for being suspicious?
I don't think you're wrong. I would have disagreed with you before Fast and Furious because I never in my wildest fears would have thought that our government would actually premeditatedly kill some 400 Mexicans have been murdered and a couple of our U.S. agents. So after we caught them planning premeditatedly for a program that would get people murdered, one of the whistleblowers submitted a report on weekly briefings at ATF. And when the head of the ATF at the time would be given the increase in body counts in Mexico, he would say things like, good, the program's working. Well, so this was no mistake. This was not a sting operation gone bad. This was premeditated murder. Well, if our government would do that, then even though I think the evil of the human heart is sufficient to account for somebody that wants to go and shoot people at random, we've had, since we've been keeping records in this country, this has happened every few years since the 1870s, 10, 20, 30 people being murdered at a time. By the way, long before semi-automatics were available to people. So this is what human beings are capable of. And now we have to admit that maybe this is something that our government is capable of because this is only 12 people murdered. They were good for 400 in Fast and Furious.
All right. Well said. Well said, Larry Pratt. And remember, this so-called government, the criminal shadow military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about, not the military, the complex, the foreign complex, the banking complex, they have killed thousands of U.S. troops and over 4,000 foster children in just one radiological program. Go look at the Department of Energy about the secret nuclear testing program, radiological programs. They've killed thousands of U.S. children in vaccine trials, knowing it would kill them. Look up lethal nerve gas test on U.S. soldiers. Tens of thousands sprayed, hundreds died we know of. So we have a so-called government that will murder our own troops and children to test things on them. They're testing cadres of doctors. They're not even testing to see if sarin will kill you. They're creating an army of pure evil. We'll be right back.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.